Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. Because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The process of accepting insurance outside of a group practice can be tough. But most people looking for mental health care want to use their benefits to pay for sessions. If you're interested in seeing clients through insurance, Ulma can help. They make it easy to get credentialed with major insurance plans at enhanced reimbursement rates. They also handle all the paperwork, from eligibility checks to claim submissions, and guarantee payment within 2 weeks. Plus, when you join Alma, you'll get access to time-saving tools for intake, scheduling, treatment plans, progress notes, and more in their included platform, so you can spend less time on administrative work and more time offering great care to your clients. Visit HelloAlma.com to get started. That's HelloAlma.com.
Every holiday shopper's got a list, but Ross shoppers, you've got a mission. Like a gift run that turns into a disco snow globe, throw pillows, and PJs for the whole family, dog included. At Ross, holiday magic isn't about spending more. It's about giving more for less. Ross, work your magic.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Here's Saul Tulamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
There's lessons to be learned here, and maybe the lesson is simply this. It comes back to one of the philosophies I've heard you say is like throw it in the zone, throw your nasty stuff in the zone, right? And yeah. Trust that it's going to be good enough. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but when we look at these examples, and those are two pretty good examples, is that it?
Yeah, because I think it starts with like the aggressiveness or the want to attack. Right. Like you've seen a lot of guys come up and they start nibbling and they're scared of the zone. They're scared of barrels. But we can't tell much until you're actually in the zone, throwing competitive pitches, attacking these guys. And then we get to really see like what works, what doesn't. right? And see how lineups adjust to you. Like, I think actually Tolley's second outing in the big leagues against Arizona, like, was a great example for him of like why we were introducing some of these other tools in his toolbox to maximize success, because big league lineups are going to be like, hey, we're taking away the fastball. Like, we're just not going to get beat by it. So like, they need to be competitive in the zone and attacking these hitters from the get-go, or else it's going to take that much longer for us to solve what's going to make them good.
That, you mentioned that outing, and I know that Andrew Bailey probably was, the front line of communication, but I would imagine you worked with Peyton a lot as well. And you mentioned that out. It's a great example, man. Like, it's a great example, because Torrey Lovello told me before, it's like, hey, listen, we're sitting on the fastball. Like, we're sitting on the fastball. And later it was like, we were cranking up the traject machine to 100, because even though the guy doesn't throw 100, his extension's like he throws 100. And by the way, we're sitting on the fastball.
Yep.
So what was sort of like when you go through, and I know that Jonah Tong had sort of some ups and downs as well. I mean, you'll dive into that, I'm sure. But after you have success and then you have that hiccup, what's your experience of communicating with these guys?
Yeah, I think it's really drilling down, like, what did we learn from that, right? Like, whether it's success or failure, what did we learn? What are the lessons we can continue to compound to drive more success in the future? Again, like, watching and digging into a little bit of Jonah, it's cool. We still need to be competitive in zone. We got to be in advantage counts. We got to maximize those locations of our pitches. Because again, big league hitters are really good. They're the best in the world. And they're going to give you really good feedback really quickly on whether your stuff's going to play in terms of what you're doing right now and the problems you're trying to solve and how you solve those.
You mentioned Jonah. He's also an example of, I always find pitching coaches fascinating, because you have such an eclectic group of windups, of deliveries, of pitch mix, of all of that. And in case people don't know, like, Jonah Tong has been sort of compared a lot to the Tim Lincecum, fair or not, I don't know. And then you have a guy like Nolan McClain, who is vastly different delivery. As a pitching coach, like, how do you view that? Like, that's, to me, that's fascinating. And not to ramble on here, but Justin, like, I go back to, I remember when John Farrell was a pitching coach for a group that was like Daisuke Matsuzaka, Tim Wakefield, a knuckleballer, Kurt Schilling, Josh Beckett, like, dramatically different people. So for you, let's take your current group, when you look at these guys, how do you approach them as a pitching coach?
Yeah, I think it's, first of all, understanding like what makes them really, really good. What is the superpower they have? Because you have to have some sort of superpower to be in the major leagues. Right. And then now, can we multiply your effectiveness through that superpower? Right. Like, part of what Jonah makes really is, or what makes Jonah really, really good is, you talk to hitters and it's like the ball's coming out of his chest. Right. So it's like, okay, we don't necessarily want to take that away. We just got to make sure it doesn't get too far down the rabbit hole that it's affecting the quality of his pitches, his ability to locate those things. But like, hey, his superpower is this ball is coming from a really weird spot. Let's make sure we maximize that. Again, like, Crochet is a perfect example. When we acquired him last year, we're like, okay, this guy's really, really cross-body. There's an aspect of his cross-bodiness and his stride that makes him really good. But if it goes too far in one direction, it's going to really hurt the rest of his arsenal and the rest of the effectiveness of his pitches.
That's really interesting. So it leads me to the obvious question. I want to go through superpowers. You mentioned Jonah's superpower. Okay. Nolan McClain superpower, what would it be?
That guy can spin the absolute shit out of the ball. Obviously, profile is dialed, has the ability to locate the ball pretty well now, like, real spin talent.
So does that have to do, and maybe I'm trying to be smart when I'm not, but I know he's a two-way player with athleticism. Like, how much does the athleticism come into play with him?
I think, like, so when you think about like athleticism and the core traits of athleticism, it's body control and understanding where your body is in space. And then you talk about this idea of like repeatable mechanics, which I don't think is a real thing, right? But it's basically like you have a narrow bandwidth of mechanics. And guys that are athletic are able to manipulate their body through space just better than everybody else, and understand where their hands in space and get to those kind of consistent release points more so than anything else.
That's interesting. And so his superpower is spinning the ball. Brandon Sproat.
It's just pure velo coming at you. Like, let's go. It was really interesting. I was there his AAA debut when it was in Scranton, or not Scranton, it was in Syracuse. Mm. I was actually there because I think Fitz was pitching.
Okay.
So I drove out there, or Penrod. We were actually moving Penrod to the pen. That's why I was there. Okay. And he was an interesting one because throughout the minor leagues, his fastball was kind of his superpower. And I was really interested to see how the new ball going from the minor league ball to the major league ball is going to affect the movement of the fastball. And it did, and it showed up. But the success he saw kind of halfway through last year in AAA and then even the big leagues, a lot of it was just derived off of pure like power coming at you. Like, let's go.
It's a pretty good place to start, isn't it?
That's a pretty good place to start. Yeah.
How about Senga? I know what Senga's superpower is because I see it on Pitching Ninja.
That ghost fork is absolutely disgusting.
Yeah. So this is another thing I love talking about unique pitches, but tell me, okay, so if we say Kodai Senga, here's your superpower. We know what it is. Mm-hmm. Ghost fork, right? Okay. That's great. But how, now this sort of evolves off of, you have your superpower. Now, how do you play off your superpower? How do we get the best out of you, knowing this is the main thing? How do we go from there? Again, from your perspective, what's that like?
Yeah, it's how do you build out the arsenal? How do you get to advantage counts? How do you do these things to put you in advantageous positions to maximize your superpower, right? Like, again, you go back to Toley. We know his fastball is his superpower, right? But big league hitters can eliminate that superpower. You have to use the rest of the arsenal to get back to it. Kyle Harrison was a perfect example when we acquired him from San Francisco. It was like, Kyle, your superpower is your fastball. Anything we do is not going to affect your superpower, but it's to maximize your ability to get back to your superpower.
Mm, interesting. And how much, that Kyle Harrison's a good example of this, of, you know, you get a guy, and what fascinates me too is that, and correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of times you guys, more than I can remember the organization, you get a guy, you work with him, and we're going to work with them, and we're going to try to do exactly what you did. We're going to try to we're going to be patient in bringing out what we feel is going to be the best. How difficult is that for? Because that's what you're going to have to do, right? You might have the fortunate thing is you have 5 or 6 weeks or in the off season to lead into it. But how accepting our players are these days, and how difficult is that to do? To say, all right, take a breath. We know how you pitched before. Let us give you some suggestions.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah, it's really just like understanding the person in front of you, right? Like there are some people that are very accepting of a bunch of ideas and can cognitively like handle those that information. There's other guys you gotta slow drip it to them because they maybe haven't been in a development environment similar to what we've had both with the Red Sox and the Twins and now the Mets, where like we expect you to continue to work on things and get better and improve, and you're not just going to stay stagnant. So really it's just connecting with each player where they're at and how much they can handle, and then making sure we kind of have the long road or the future picture in mind of like, hey, what are we really working towards?
So along those lines, you know, you mentioned earlier, you have the young guys, but you have the older guys, and to do what you're talking about with the established guys who have been doing it for a ways, like that's another challenge. And a guy like Sean Manaea, for instance, right? So you're going to have plenty of time with him, but you know, this is a thing. Everyone wants he's had success, right? You want to get back to the ultimate success that he's had. For a veteran pitcher, whether it's Manaea or someone else, what does that look like? Is it just, again, just communication or?
Yeah, I think it's understanding, first of all, like what he thinks made him really good. And then also understanding like, where are they at physically in their career? Are they able to do the same things they used to do? Is that something we actually want to address? Is it something we can change? Right. And then understanding like, especially these older players, the guys that have been around for a while, it's understanding like who they think they are. They're true identity, because they've had success. They've been there. They know what makes them good. So truly understanding that, and then understanding what are the other pieces and solutions we can present them to help get them back to that best version of themselves, that internalized best version of themselves.
Well, you mentioned Crochet. Give me another example of a guy, and this is one of the great things. I think players, Justin, are more accepting than ever before. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that way? I know that you're a pretty young guy, but do you feel that way?
I think I would say so. I think especially as like more and more orgs are getting more technologically advanced and presenting more information to players. And then even like Twitter and Instagram and TikTok and all this stuff, where all this information is available all the time, players are definitely becoming more open to it. Like I remember my first couple of years with the Twins, and it was like, no, don't put that TrackMan up. Like the front office is going to use it. You're like, Wes, what are you talking? Like, no. Like, yeah, they're still going to get this and they're going to use this anyways. Like, so why aren't we going to maximize it as a training tool? So I would say we've come a pretty long way in the 8 years I've been in pro ball.
No, it is true. I mean, I think it's just like, you know, maybe this is a bad example, but I remember when they had outfield cards for the outfielders of this 2018. I remember Mookie's like, I'm not using this. In spring training, I'm not using this. I mean, can you imagine? Like,
yes.
It's I'm in the World Series and I'm watching. I'm fascinated by Teoscar Hernandez in front of me. You know, stepping up. Whatever. It's a whole nother thing. We're not here to talk about. So, give me an example. Again, you mentioned Crochet. Give me an example of another sort of guy who you found their superpower that maybe they didn't realize that was their superpower.
Black Friday savings are here at the Home Depot, which means it's time to add new cordless power to your collection. Right now, when you buy a select battery kit from one of our top brands like Ryobi or Milwaukee, you'll get a select tool from that same brand for free. Click into one of our best deals of the season and stock up on tools for all your upcoming projects. Get Black Friday savings happening now at the Home Depot. Limit one per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in-store and online.
So even somebody like Giolito, right? I think you saw a pretty good resurgence of Giolito last year. And it was really understanding like his fastball effectiveness and where it needed to be to play to drive success in the rest of the arsenal. Like that fastball, when it's up the top, upper third, and it's got the carry we wanted, like it was one of the best pitches in baseball. But then it also made the rest of the arsenal that much better.
What's interesting about that is that he had that journey of finding that fastball, right? Mm-hmm. So this is, I remember him in Worcester in a really rough outing, and he's like, something's off. I'm not finding the fastball. And then he had another rough outing, I think, in the majors, and he credited I kept joking about the skeleton machine, you mm-hmm. know, that literally shows your skeleton.
Yep.
But to him, it was like, that helped me find the subtlest of subtle things to unlock that fastball. Am I wrong about that? Or
no? Yeah. It's just like, especially when you're dealing with that level of player that's had that level of success, sometimes it is just a small tweak, a small mechanical drill, a small feeling of, oh, like that's the difference. And especially for somebody like Giolito, he's very internalized, very feel based. And credit Bales and Holte for the consistent work that they did with him to get him right and get that fastball really, really going.
What's your favorite thing to look at? You talk about TrackMan, give me the term for the skeleton machine. What is it?
It's just Kinetrax.
Yeah, okay, viewer. Thank you. Thank you.
A Skelly crater?
I like the skeleton machine better.
Yeah.
But give me the thing that you really love looking at. And I know that like that's a very broad general question, but you have so much stuff now to sort of dive into it. Maybe there's one thing that you said, okay, we're going to start here and then go off. What is there one thing that you really, really like looking at?
Yeah, I think for me, like that's a tough question. One thing. I'm probably going to go to the TrackMan or
okay.
Hawkeye or whatever tech you're using at that point. I want to know the movement of the baseball to truly understand like what makes this guy so special. And start there, right? Like, let's understand what that superpower is. Let's understand the effectiveness of that superpower. Now, what do we need to add? What other tools do we need to add in the toolbox to maximize the value of that kind of superpower?
When, you know, one of the things that the TrackMan's interesting, I've had this conversation with guys about, you know, again, everybody's different. Everybody's absorbing information different. Everyone's accepting in different ways. But, you know, when a guy goes out, say, you say, okay, we're going to go out and we're going to work on this pitch, and the TrackMan's measuring it. How difficult is it not to get a guy too obsessed with, oh my goodness, it didn't measure out the way that I wanted, right? I mean, this is because to me, like that can be a dangerous thing because now he really starts ripping it. And gets in bad habits. That's a wonky question, but I've always sort of thought of that.
Yeah, it's just like everything else in baseball. Like we've been very reactive to things like recent performance versus like long-term trends, right? Like, so it's understanding like, where are we at with this pitch? Is this something that's brand new? And okay, we've got to really focus on the movement versus like, okay, this is Brian Bayo's changeup that he's thrown since he was 4 years old. Who really cares what shows up on the TrackMan that day? Because we know we haven't seen any negative regression in its movement over time. So we're going to really focus on the locations in the bullpen. Mm-hmm. It's just, yeah, understanding where we're at with each player and are we fine tuning or are we developing a new pitch? Or is it, hey, we just got to really locate these things better over the plate?
Another obvious question or prevalent question in baseball is velocity. And I know that, you know, you guys give out t-shirts for 100 miles. Well, I'm sorry, your former organization gave out t-shirts. Are you going to do the t-shirt thing with the Mets or no?
I got to talk with the other people with the Mets before I started.
Okay. All right. If you hit 100, you get a t-shirt. And so But that shows you, like, okay, we want to increase velocity. I know that there's plenty of examples throughout the system of the Red Sox, the system of the Twins. Like, we talked about the time we talked to you had velocity camp, right? Starting with the Twins, right? And so, like, this has become a thing for you. When did that become a, hey, listen, there are ways that we can improve that we're not tapping into. And by the way, this is really, really important.
Yeah, I think when you, like, so it started really early on with the Twins of understanding, like, okay, we can do some pretty cool stuff with a baseball, but talking to hitters, right? Like, if you can, cool, you can present them different profiles of pitches and different movement solutions and all these things. But if you can also close down that decision window that they have by throwing things harder, it's just going to make their life a living hell. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where it all started. And then, cool, like, I think it was an area of baseball and Driveline and Tread and all these other organizations that are external to professional baseball have done a great job of pushing that forward. But within baseball, like, it was definitely an area that teams can still continue to maximize of, like, are we focusing on velocity development in the right manner at the right time to push better pitchers?
And so the naysayers would say, well, you're pushing guys to a limit and they're going to get hurt. So for you, obviously, you're cutting, you don't want anyone to get hurt, and you want them to, but you want them to throw harder. So what's the balance there? What's your take on that sort of narrative?
Yeah, I think it's reassessing kind of how we've always done things in baseball, right? Like, even from something as simple as a buildup for a season, right? Are there better opportunities to build more robust throwers and more robust ligaments and more robust musculature around these small joints to maximize injury prevention? So that's the way we approached it, starting with the Twins and approached it with the Red Sox. And then now we'll obviously have some discussions with the Mets on how we can do this better. But the, historically, it's been like, oh, you do this, like, big volume ramp up, and then you get to spring training and you start throwing live BPs. Mm. And it's like, no. Like, you're just getting a huge spike in that intensity by going right into those live BPs. Can we incrementally dose intensity to build more robustness and allow the body to adapt to those intensities over a longer period of time?
Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an Etsy holiday ad, but you won't hear any sleigh bells or classic carols. Instead, you'll hear something original. The sound of an Etsy holiday, which sounds like this. Now that's special. Want to hear it again? Get original and affordable gifts from small shops on Etsy. For gifts that say, I get you, shop Etsy. Tap the banner to shop now.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.